If you're looking to move from sequential, snail-paced testing to high-speed parallel execution, Selenium Grid is the engine you need. Here is your text, preserved word for word, but structured to help a beginner navigate the ecosystem effectively. Selenium Grid, an essential guide for parallel execution. This article is a beginner-friendly guide to Selenium Grid, a powerful part of the Selenium suite that helps teams run automated tests faster and more efficiently. It starts by introducing Selenium Grid as a solution for parallel test execution. Instead of running tests one by one on a single machine, Selenium Grid allows the same tests to run across multiple browser, operating systems, and machines at the same time. This makes it especially useful for teams that need cross-browser testing and faster regression feedback. The article also provides background on Selenium, Selenium WebDriver, and Selenium IDE before moving into Grid itself. That helps beginners understand where Selenium Grid fits inside the larger Selenium ecosystem. When to use Selenium Grid. One of the key points in the article is when to use Selenium Grid. It explains that Grid becomes useful when a test suite takes too long on one machine. A team needs to verify application behavior across multiple browser and platforms. This is where Selenium Grid adds practical value by improving both speed and browser coverage. Exploring Grid Modes. The article then explains the different modes of Selenium Grid. Standalone mode, the easiest way to get started on one machine. Classical mode, uses the hub and node architecture. Fully distributed mode, designed for larger and more advanced setups. The setup process. After that, the article walks through a basic setup process. It covers prerequisites such as Java, Chrome driver, Selenium server. The default grid port. It also includes a simple example of how the environment is prepared before tests are run. The verdict. Overall, this article works well as an introductory overview of Selenium Grid. It helps beginners understand what Grid is, why it is used, what modes it supports, and what is needed to get started. Opportunities for growth. With a few improvements like stronger troubleshooting tips, facts, and a more grid-focused structure, it could become an even more useful tutorial. Would you like me to create a comparison table for the three modes, standalone, classical, and fully distributed, to help you decide which one fits your current infrastructure best?